You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for American Idol. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
What is up, American Idol After Buzzards? It is the After Buzz Show for American Idol Season 11, Episode 10. I'm JC, and joined once again, as always, by Mr. Mark Allen.
What is going on?
What's going on, Mark? How was the week?
It was good, man. Why you gotta come in here outshining me with that jacket on?
Dude, I had to do it for a reason. You know what? And it's in protest, because this week we're gonna talk about... And of course, Phil, you didn't let me bring out my point. What I'm saying is I was growing out a beard in protest because no one sang on last Thursday's show.
It's like your playoff beard.
Yeah, I'm growing it out. And then I said, I got to offset it, so I got to dress somewhat like I'm going to court. So.
See, I was doing that too, but I only get a little bit down here.
Dude, yeah, you probably get like 3 hairs.
Give me 2 years.
All right, guys. Once again, we are the one place to come for your after buzz, your after show, your post-idol gossip and more. Now, today we've got East versus West.
That's right.
Everyone's sick. And why did they waste my first hour of Idol with horrible groups?
I know, man. It's like one stood out pretty much.
Like, seriously. And that's where we're going to start off. But before we start today, I do want to bring up the fact, since this is a singing show, it's a melancholy hello this week, guys, because we do want to bring up the fact with Whitney, you know, Whitney passing away this past weekend, and we all know what happened, or we're getting the information. But, Mark, I wanted to ask you a quick question, since you're a singer, and just, I'm sure... Did she influence your life?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think of those top artists that you grow up with, you know, just hearing in the movies and on the radio, her, Michael Jackson, and just those people just stand out so much. So you always want to, you know, reach that level. You know, it's unfortunate where she's been, you know, the last couple of years she hasn't been around as much. But, yes, it's always sad for something like that to happen.
Yeah.
It's just so unfortunate.
Michael, Whitney, and you know they've influenced the champions.
Absolutely.
Kelly Clarkson to Ruben Studdard, even Carrie Underwood. Yeah. They've all been influenced by the superstar, you know, and definitely she's shaped Idol, and I'm sure there'll be a tribute this season
Do you think there'll be a whole episode where they'll have to sing? Because that's the one thing, you know, with these great artists that people say, you know, like her or Mariah, you don't sing those songs unless you can either kill it or you can, you know, do your own rendition of it. So if they do a whole show where they have to sing Whitney songs,
it's going to eliminate over half the people there. Yes, and especially the groups today.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because last week it was almost like, you know, the Thursday episode that where we left off, we didn't see much of anything except for the drama finding the groups, and then, you know, people that couldn't find their groups, and then people started getting a little sick.
Yes.
So it was like it kind of left us with another cliffhanger last Thursday to this week. Are people going to be able to come through with the groups? And overall with the groups, it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't even attribute to the sickness. I mean, it was like Contagion meets Idol. But yeah, even like we said last week, it was just all the hype, all the drama. Thankfully, Simone, she was okay after her fall. If you remember last week, Simone fell off the stage and she was okay. You know, it was just probably dehydration and
absolutely
trying to listen to Randy and his rants. But thankfully, she was fine. Sorry, dog. You're a little pitchy, dog. I'm calling you, Randy. Calling you out. Now, who stuck out tonight in the groups?
Well, we started off with kind of the biggest, you know, conflict that was going on last week with the Bettys. With the five girls, and, you know, one girl was trying to take lead, and another girl was trying to take lead. Three people wanted to go to bed. One person was getting sick, and we're just kind of like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, you know, because I think two of the girls stayed a little bit later and worked until like 4 in the morning, and then,
right,
you know, came back. you know, I think they have to get up. The show started at 9 a.m. is when their first round was, and they had to lead off. So
now, is that bad for a singer?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, because
I mean, I've never had to perform that early, but just thinking, like, you know, you have to do morning shows. If you do a morning show, that means you have to get up way early just to warm up because, you know, your voice is still tired. And if on the flip of that, if you didn't get any sleep anyways, right, your voice is tired. That's why Hollywood Week is really great, because it's, you know, it just throws everything the business has to offer at you, mm-hmm, and to see who can go up there and kill it, and those people that just can't.
Now, also, not only, you know, you have to have like a warm up and whatnot, and mornings are horrible for singers, but mm-hmm, what about room temp? Do they keep? Does it have to be at a certain temperature? You know,
not really. I mean, you know, people perform outside and stuff like that too. So, I mean, it could play a little bit of a factor, you know, that cold
wind. The cold atmosphere. Yeah. So for sure, then basically illness, early call, didn't matter, because the majority of these people just tonight.
The people that should have made it through group week are the ones we thought, for the most part.
Right.
You know, those ones that were absolute in our mind that we knew were going to get through, those ones did.
Yeah, the girls, I didn't even remember the name. The Bettys. The Bettys.
Five girls.
Yeah.
And it was all over the place.
Yeah, I thought they were horrible. I'm sorry.
The background, so, you know, you got the one person singing, you have the harmonies in the background. They just weren't holding it to let that first person shine, and it just wasn't what we expected. I mean, I was hoping that because they put all the hard work, I was hoping everything would come together, mm-hmm, and it absolutely did not. But two girls made it through.
Right, right.
Two girls.
I didn't even think they should have made it. Yeah. I only thought one should make it through, and I didn't. They were
Jenny
forgettable.
Ryan, the blonde girl.
Yeah,
Jenny Blonde.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess maybe the other girls were so bad it made them look like superstars.
Yeah, but now, as Idol does, they mm-hmm set you up for, of course, the big breakthrough. The next group was
ridiculous.
Groove Sauce.
Crazy.
The worst part about them was probably maybe the name.
that could be a little bit of an offset. But I put a 5.
Yeah.
5 out of 5. Just bam.
On point.
Good.
Creighton on point. Aaron on point.
Reed
Jen.
Grimm.
Yeah.
Crazy Reed Grimm.
Reed.
Throughout the episode, we got to see a lot of him.
He was quirky and fun, and he was just great. Their harmonies were great.
Mm-hmm.
Even after they all made it through, they still like riffed afterwards, yeah, and it was on point. I was like, damn.
My favorite part of their episode, and it kind of took me back to, you know, I think like 4 years ago when they had, remember the beatboxer?
Blake Lewis. Yeah.
Look at that.
He's the one to see.
He was the one to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did the beatbox. And the cool thing about this performance, not only did they come out and they had the background vocals that were solid, everybody individually was solid,
mm-hmm,
and then they kind of did the breakdown with the beatbox, and it gets everybody into it, getting going, and then they came back even stronger. I was like, man, they should be a group.
I mean, like, maybe they should go to the sing-off in case Idol doesn't work off, because doesn't sing-off do more groups or doo-wop and whatnot? So.
Yeah, it's based all around that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they probably got everybody's contact info.
So, this episode was peaks and valleys, and we just hit a peak, and right now, this is a personal valley for me, because it was Stage Mom and Brielle.
6, 7, 9.
Yes.
I don't know, I mean, I don't know if that name was any better than the sauce,
yeah,
but, yeah, it just didn't start good. I mean, Stage Mom.
For me, it was a personal valley. I didn't even think it was about the performance, because they had my boy San Diego, man. Kyle Cruz, and I thought he was going to represent
Jonah Hill.
Yes, Juice Soul, and the mom even called it out. And I was hating on her because last week on Thursday's episode, yeah, oh yeah, at the end, so fake. We're calling you. If your daughter makes it, we're going to have you on here to explain yourself. What's with the flip-flopping on Kyle, man? That was so wrong.
She's hating on your boy.
I know.
And then after, you know, we love you.
really? Come on.
Man.
But you know what, Kyle, that was nothing like what he brought to San Diego. I'm sorry.
Because he was the only one that didn't make it, right?
Out of this group. He was the only one.
The one girl that they did have that came out and, you know, she did okay in the group round, Shannon.
Yeah.
Migraine. As we'll talk about her later, but just continues to get better.
Yeah. You know, because I liked her for the audition. Mm-hmm. The very first audition when...
Football Dad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when Steven Tyler made that off-color remark about her hot daughter, and she's only like 16. Yeah, I'm like, 16. Wow. But, she's growing on me, you know, because after the first audition, I thought her falling performances were forgettable.
Iffy, yeah.
And but this episode, you see her get a little better and better, and she's a great pop package. So maybe mm-hmm. that can help her out too until she refines the voice.
Absolutely, because if she's 16 and then now they're gonna be working with her, I think we might see a lot more of her, man. She's 16 and just growing every week.
Good looking, sorry. She's 16. So.
Her temperature.
Yes, there we go. Speaking of temperature, then we get to our first true illness.
Oh, my God. And she's the one that started it all.
Oh, wasn't Amy. Tent girl.
Yeah, tent girl.
Tent girl. She got her group. I don't even know the name of the group. We'll just call them the ill group. I don't.
Yeah, like not the ill in the good way.
Yeah.
Were they?
No, they weren't actually because. And they were turning on each other.
They
Did
were.
You notice, like, the guy, God, he moved on, too.
Methnay? I don't know if I'm even
Methnay, that's his name?
Methnay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, something like
Joke
that.
Writes itself. I'm not touching that one. But they were so catty, and it started becoming just very, like, some other reality show. They just... It had a lot. Is it always like this? Am I forgetting? Do I have short-term memory, or...?
No, I mean, it's... I think it's always similar.
Yeah.
But this... This time was extra bad.
This season, it's just getting a little extra catty?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so...
But, I mean, so they had... they started off their performance, and you know the show... What is it? Don't Forget the Lyrics?
Yeah.
They were all on it, because they just started... I mean, Dustin forgot the lyrics, and then the tent girl... what was her name?
Amy.
Amy Brunfield, yeah. She forgot the lyrics. And then they had the team, Jackie and Methnay, were the team, right?
I believe
they were the ones that were trying to find everybody together. And Jackie, who felt 100% before they even started, she's like, oh, the only thing I caught was a good attitude or something like that when she slept. And then she faints before they even start.
Was she sick?
No,
or?
She wasn't. I think she ended up getting sick from the other people. But
she just panicked and then... Methnay was like, it's Amy's fault. Amy did it. Amy done it to us. So
just putting straight blame, which he was right.
So I thought it was going to start our, what were we going to call it? The montage of bad.
Yeah, we have a montage of bad every week.
Yes, it's the mob. And then everyone, like the next few groups, they all forgot their, they all,
yeah, that was,
like the next three or four groups forgot their lyrics.
Because either they were sick or because...
That was like a phantom sneeze. That was awesome.
You okay, Phil? We got Phil in the booth over here. He's
think
got a cold.
Phil Svitek is now letting us know that he's not feeling well. Phil, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, God.
We saw a lot of... The funny thing is we saw all of these sounds on the show tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. It was even better on the show, Phil. You guys need to come up with some just crazier stuff. Seriously, buddy.
Should we get those for next week? Like
Please.
Those sound bites? All right,
yeah,
we'll do that.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. Please. Oh, like, they were just so dramatic.
They're going to be in Vegas now. They're not going to be sick anymore.
Yeah, no. They're
going to be hungover.
It's getting good now. But you know what? The only thing I hate more than the montage of bad... I was getting tired of everyone forgetting the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, it's bound to happen if you got 300 people, and now it's down to how many people do we
they
start
were
today?
96?
98, 96.
98, yeah. 98.
So it's obviously going to happen. You got these three big stars right in front of you, judging you. So obviously the nerves are going to get to you, and they only had, you know, a little bit of time to practice.
Mm-hmm. They should call this boot camp, but I think another show has that one. I think it's X Factor. They do. They call it boot camp.
Yeah, they have to. But I mean, it's obviously going to happen. It's rough. But the funniest thing about them forgetting the lyrics were the people that, you know, there's three kinds of people when you forget the lyrics. The ones that just stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's ones that kind of finally, you know, the group helps them out, which is a good thing. We saw that. And then there's the people that just started singing about how they forgot the lyrics and how they really want to stay here. And it's that just awful. Made... I don't think any of those people made it through that wrote their own I Forgot the Lyrics
After song. Buzz Wisdom. This is for the fans, guys who have any inkling of getting into American Idol or any competition show. If you forget the lyrics, if you get through a rough spot, don't stop. Just power through it and go. They will love you for it, and it'll probably move you forward, honestly, unless you're just a really bad singer.
Yeah. After Buzz TV. That's awesome. I've never heard that one
before.
Dude,
we've got all sorts of cool effects. This is like Star Wars. No, but okay, what I was saying, I hate the illness. So you know what I wanted, and I hated it so much?
Tell me.
The drama.
The drama's always drama.
I hate the drama, but you know what? I hate the illness and the forget the lyrics even more. So thankfully, RoboCop showed up and brought back the drama.
Absolutely.
Her group.
Those guys. Those girls and that guy?
Yeah.
That boy, those girls and that boy?
Yeah, well, RoboCop, she's just tough. Yeah. You know? Actually, oh, man. She's very nice. I don't want her to ever pull me over.
Yeah. Where's she from?
I want to say somewhere in the Midwest. Okay. I want to say Ohio. Excellent. If someone knows, give us a call at 424-256-1759. Absolutely. Or just tweet us at AfterBuzz TV and let us know where the cop's from. But
take it easy. We are the good guys.
It's not a tumor. But she, I just didn't like the fact that she was so outrageous. And the camera was just following her around in you know, last week when they're trying to find their groups.
Yeah.
It was just, she is so outrageous and just like, she wanted it her way or no way. And she came out with, you know, three, was it her and three other girls and then the one guy?
Christian Lopez.
I was pulling for him, man.
Yeah,
he kind of had a cool look. Like,
he was throw up boy.
Yeah,
that's what he was known as last week. So this whole group was a whole lot of bad. They were just like, pardon me.
Sorry about that, Phil.
Yeah, they were, all of them got a no, thank God.
Yeah.
And then RoboCop just, and she actually, you know, like asked them if you're ever in my county, if you need a, you know, personal bodyguard, yeah, let me know.
Would you pick her to be your bodyguard? Because your bodyguard, you have to be around all the time.
Oh no, she'd drive me crazy. Literally, she was no offense, I'm sure she's a great person, but she was on the show, the way they edited her, she was just grading. Yeah. She really graded me a little.
I'm sure it was out of context, but
yeah. No, one thing I wanted to bring up, why do they focus so much on the choreography? You know, they were doing that last week, you know, and we got to get our moves down. I guarantee if you dance like a monkey or you just are horrible, like, you know, you have two left feet and you're singing,
yeah,
they're going to pick you.
I think there's a certain formula for Hollywood Week that you could look up and check it out. But if you got a group that comes out and, you know, is all the harmonies are tight and then everybody's single performances, everybody knows the lyrics, everybody doesn't have a cold. and then I think worry about the choreography, because you can just, you know, move from one side and just a little snap.
There
That's
we go.
All you need. Can you do that?
Okay, let me, 5, 6, 7, 8, wait.
Wait. See, in this case,
all right, we're doing a dance, y'all. All right.
Check it out, going out on the lane.
No one. You really want us to dance on the catwalk, don't you, Phil? No, that is for Kat.
Kat used to do this show.
Well, Kat, she's going through an impossible illness. Everyone's got it. I was going to even ask you, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. The allergies. You know, the weather's changing. We had rain today in L.A.
I know. This
is not why I moved to L.A.
I know, dude. It's horrible. But
I didn't know it rained.
And look, and the episode itself, it was raining.
I know, right?
I was like, wow. So we're like live.
So it does rain in Pasadena.
Yeah, in Pasadena. No. Oh, thank God. A good group. Finally. The group of Eben, Gabby, Mr. Steal Your Girl, and Jeremy Rosado, who's got the crazy high register and like the super falsetto.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood Five. Mostly kids in that group. But they did something cool that I don't remember seeing ever before. They probably made you happy by not doing too much choreography. They just basically had the mic stands and then did a little leanage.
Oh, that's
right.
Back
the other way, and then the next person would go. So they had four mic stands in the back to hold, you know, the background, and they were good, man.
See, that's what I'm saying. Guys, stop dancing. This isn't so you think you can dance. It's American Idol, so.
But yeah, I mean, they had Mr. Steal Your Girl. They had the Justin Bieber lookalike.
Even. I didn't see him. I wasn't impressed with him until tonight.
I thought he had something.
Yeah.
But I thought he had a lot to work on. But he started off a little slow, and then he was nailing it at the end. So
yeah, he's the girls are gonna love him.
And
so,
you know, any group that has Mr. Steal Your Girl in it is making me happy.
Yeah. Now, okay, here's the thing. So far, we've gone through most of the groups except for MIT and Area 4. MIT, that's the one I'm waiting for so bad. Richie Law, or as I call Bitchy Law. No, the groups. Do you think the producers have a hand in this? Because how is it that some groups, all five are great, and then or they're all five are bad. You see one or two groups where two are okay,
well, you
two
know how
are
they,
good.
You know how they kind of threw it for a loop when they people were getting their groups together, like, all right, we already got our crew.
Yeah.
And then like, all right, but you have to have somebody from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the people that had bonded and you know, probably had been planning, if we all make it through, let's create this group. Then they get, you know, then like, okay, we got to have somebody from the day before, and then people are kind of scrambled, like, oh shoot, we only have, you know, it's only me and JC. We've been all on day one.
Oh man,
we need some day twoers.
I'd be heartbroken. I'd be looking for J-Raw.
Yeah, but you got to find a cop chick somewhere.
Okay. hell no, but, no, and we're teasing J-Raw's our boy. We had him on two weeks ago.
J-Raw.
And we were waiting to see him perform, and they kept teasing me, man.
I know,
they kept flashing him. They never.
Like, J-Raw.
But before we get to J-Raw and just the second day, let's finish up with Area 51. What'd you think about them?
Area 51.
They only had one person really that stuck out, and that's our
he's the guaranteed make it to top three. I'm trying to rhyme here. I don't know if no he's definitely solid. He's gonna have a good following. But they came out, and yet again, what happens?
Illness.
Faint. Again.
Yes. Imani.
Which we all felt bad. And it almost worked for her.
Yeah.
Almost.
I thought she was going to go through. I actually put down, I thought Bryce, the first guy, I didn't like him. And then,
yeah, well, he did the...
He forgot his words.
And then the dudes almost, you know, saved him a little bit.
Yep.
Started reminding him, which, you know, that's a solid performer.
Somebody
that can
is.
Carry the group. He had everybody on his back. He had a sick girl on his back. He had the other chick. And then the other guy, that's how they should have performed.
Johnny and the Cleetones. There we go. But Johnny, that's right. He picked them up. He did, you know, mm-hmm. Anyone knows that's what you do. So he just gained him even more favor with the judges.
Absolutely.
He blew it out. I thought Katie was okay.
I thought she was okay, too.
Yeah, I put she was good. And then Imani, I thought she was good even with a cold.
Yeah.
You know, because I think she was sick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was sickness or if she was being a drama queen.
Well, yeah, and a little bit of the, you know, the nerves and the lack of sleep, exhaustion. So that stuff does weigh on you. But, you know, and then they kind of, she faints again. And then he caught her. And then, like, okay, her mom came out, they took her to the side, and they sit her in the chair, and they left it up to, it was like J-Lo who gave her the final news, and we're kind of all on the edge of our seats. Is she going to get through because of the sickness? Because she wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And I think they made the right choice. What do you think?
I was on the, I was going to almost give her a pass, because mm-hmm. I saw the other people they gave passes to that went through, and I thought she was sick. I think she could have gotten better.
Yeah.
You could tell there was something there.
Absolutely.
I think she'll be back. I think she'll try again.
No way.
You don't think she'll come back to Idol?
No.
You just give me a hard time, dude. All right. No.
Let's agree to disagree.
All right. Fine. And, dude, I'm so excited to talk about MIT.
MIT. MIT Tech?
Yes. What was it short for? Masters of International Talent or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure Richie came up with that one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Where to begin, dude?
I don't know, cowboy. Hejun, coming from, you know, doing his Michael Bolton, we didn't know his personality. He is the man.
He is the Linsanity of American Idol.
He is just the man.
If you're watching the NBA, Jeremy Lin, who's just lighting up the NBA, he's the first Asian American player right now in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
From Harvard.
Yeah.
Hejun is Idol's Linsanity. That boy is awesome.
And he kind of answered my question, what we had a couple weeks ago. You know, he came out and he's saying Michael Bolton. I think it was last week.
Yeah,
he's saying Michael Bolton again in Hollywood Week. I'm like, is he gonna be able to do anything else? He came out just shining.
Yeah,
shining today.
What were they? I don't even remember what they were singing, but what it was just awesome.
I didn't even write down. I was just like, all right, this is good, because we were excited because we had Hejun, we had your boy Bitchy Law.
But you know what,
J-Ron,
I'm not liking. For me, I think I even put it down. Philip Phillips' performance best was his audition.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not feeling him ever since.
He just has to have the guitar in his hand. And
yeah,
I mean, that's some people are like that. Sometimes it's easier, you know, to play and sing. Some people can't even touch a guitar and then sing, you know, because you're using two sides of your brain. You don't know what's going on. But him, for that, it just meshes well, because he's not, you know, with his range and everything, he's not trying to sing these huge notes and, you know, belt out some Jennifer Hudson vocals. But he did enough to make it through. I think his Thriller is carrying him through, though.
Yeah, I think I agree 100%. Because for me, I thought the best person was Hejun.
Absolutely. Do you think? Okay. put the fact that you don't like Cowboy.
It's not that I just didn't like what he did. I think he's talented.
Do you think so? You think out of the was it four? It was four guys. MIT.
It was MIT. Hejun. I keep mispronouncing. Jayron. I thought Jayron was okay, and then when he got that second shot in the same song, I was like, "Whoa, okay, cool."
Solid. Phillip Phillips, Richie. And who do you think the strongest was? Hejun, obviously.
Hejun was, by far. Man. I think by far. Like, seriously, Richie, I don't know why the judges liked him so much when he went into the falsetto. He did the falsetto. I didn't think it was strong.
It wasn't that strong, but it was just, I guess, maybe the surprise factor. Yeah. But just the fact that, okay, so the group, it was good. It was fun. It was not the best of the night, obviously, because I think the first or the second group was the stuff right there. But
groove sauce.
Yeah, groove sauce. That was the sauce right there. But the fact that they were kind of talking before, they were in the confessional, the whole group, and they're like, we had some differences, and then they leave, and then Cowboy Richie stays in the confessional and just starts talking a little bit more smack. And they're like, I don't know what's going on. And then the highlight for me of the whole show, I don't know why I love Hejun so much, is then when they came out and they all made it through. And then Hejun just started confessing all of his...
I said bad things about you and your family.
I was talking craps. And then he's like, and then Richie Law totally bought it. Started like giving him a hug. Oh, that takes a lot, man.
Yeah.
And then just the look Hejun gave us. It was classic.
So maybe... Richie's kind of Hollywood. I'm gonna start calling him Hollywood Richie.
Yeah, man.
Hollywood Law.
The Hollywood Cowboy.
Yeah, because
we got the cowboy in New York, right? The
naked cowboy, and then Scotty McCready from last season.
Yeah, now we got the Hollywood Cowboy coming up.
Richie, I'm gonna call you out, man, brother. I want you to bring it and just forget all the drama. Seriously, man, you've got a voice. Use it. Everything else will fall into place. You don't need to be doing these theatrics. I'm serious. You just save the drama for just after. Because seriously, man, you're going to be cut soon if you keep that up, for sure. So step it up.
Unless the producers are trying to pull strings just to keep it going.
But thank God. I was not impressed with the groups overall.
Absolutely not. Just from so much we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
It just wasn't... wasn't up to my standards for
but
American
in
Idol.
Idol fashion, they come back strong day two. Absolutely. Honestly, one of the best days I've seen of all Hollywood weeks, and I've seen every season. So,
oh yeah,
except for last season. Call me out, damn it! I didn't have a TV last year.
But no, I got it on. I got the DVDs, so I'm gonna send it your way.
Okay, I'm gonna do my research for last season. No, but
the cool transition point was the concert. I thought that was pretty cool too. Right in the middle, we went from groups to Randy Jackson, Steven Tyler coming out, J-Lo's in the bathroom and getting ready, and then it was a cool moment for a lot of those guys to sing along.
Yeah, because I'm sure probably half of them were sent home.
Yeah.
You know, that was a thrill. Singing next to Randy. They got Randy playing bass, and then Steven was doing what Steven does, of course, and wiping his sweat off people's pocket squares and whatnot. He's just going
on. Speaking of pocket squares, you got something going on right there, huh?
Yeah, I want it in a raffle. Thanks, man. I still don't know how to put it on.
As long as you got it in there, it looks good, man.
I'm trying to be fancy. Thanks, man.
Put a rose in there for your bachelor weeks?
Yes, that's right. Yes. He's calling me out because I also host the Bachelor After Show, but we're here to talk about Idol. We're getting sidetracked here. Let's get back to day two, because day two was off the chain.
Awesome.
Joshua led it. Who they tried to make a story about him being his, just anxious and he suffered from. He didn't want to get on a plane.
Yeah.
Thank God he got on a plane.
Absolutely. And thank God he because the beginning of the song, I was, Jar of Hearts is the song he sang, but it was it started off kind of slow, and that's because the song doesn't get big until later. Mm-hmm. And he absolutely just after he started off a little slow and just made my day after that. It was just amazing.
I think he was. I think it's the. A lot of people have done Jar of Hearts in all these competition shows. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say his was the best. Next, like on par with another guy from X Factor, Josh Krajicek.
Right. Yeah.
They were both. I didn't think anyone would do it as well as Josh, mm-hmm. and of course Christina.
So you said Krajicek did Jar of Hearts?
I believe he did. I remember there was someone and they
looked that up.
Blew it. Josh was awesome, but well, let's see now. Joshua led it was pretty awesome. Now who stuck out? Who stuck out the second day?
Out of the second day, it was even the next one when Colton Dixon.
Oh,
he played the keyboard, and we've seen him in the past, and he's gotten significantly better. and he played Daughtry What About Now, and mm-hmm. it was just a solid performance. I think the cool thing about him is that he's very well-rounded. So, like, you know, there was I don't think he was the best out of all the solo performances, mm-hmm. but he's definitely good enough to make the cuts, man. He's a solid performance. He's got a cool look. He's very marketable.
Right.
I think we're going to see a lot of him. And he seems like, you know, that kind of artist that, you know, can write his stuff or can play instruments and just carry his own.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of... There are certain people you saw on the second day that you could tell they were good, and you can't wait for, like, let's say Creighton. Do you remember mm-hmm. Creighton? He reminds me of Elliot Yameen.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But just a little higher voice. But what I like about him, I think he's got so many levels that we're only going to discover the longer he's on the show.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to show new sides that we're like, wow, we didn't know he could do that. But for me, she blew me away. Jen Hirsch.
Yes.
For me, she was my absolute favorite.
Yeah, it was very tender, and then just kind of belted it out towards the end. Because we heard Georgia a lot tonight.
Yeah, there were a couple, you know, that were good. But for me, just I was like, she's like Nora Jones meets Diana Krall meets Janis Joplin meets. Yeah. I was running out of people. I was like, I might as well just say she sounds like everyone in the world that's
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, the good parts of the good people.
Oh,
yeah. Because I mean, yeah, she was amazing. And Creighton. I think is kind of in the same lane as Reed Grimm, the kind of quirky, weird, but kind of cool tone.
Yeah.
I like how weird Creighton is.
Yeah. Okay. I think he set all of us up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're talking about Reed Grimm?
Reed Grimm. Yeah, because Reed, okay, everyone had a night, you know, they had a night to practice their song, the next song, you know, that they were going to perform for the second day, because they were down to 98, and they were going to cut down, I guess, a substantial group of people, but they weren't going to be cut right after they sang, they were going to get cut at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And what they told Reed had practiced an a cappella song the whole, mm-hmm. I guess, the whole night, and they told him 30 minutes before showtime, hey.
Of course.
Yeah, no, you know, you can't do a cappella, sorry. And...
what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
but he's the I like most about him is when he performs with everything he has, and he's been he's been performing. If I remember the story correctly, he's been performing since he was a little kid.
Right.
So he can play instruments and too. I think he was setting this up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool. We needed that. We absolutely needed that.
Yeah.
We needed that little fun journey he took us on.
See, I guess I'm jaded. Thank you for your perspective. Yes, he's the optimistic one. I'm the crusty one. There we go.
But the cool thing about him, they were talking, he might be the new Casey from last year that was playing the bass and stuff. And I like that stuff.
Do you see that? Is he like Casey?
I think just the fact that he can play other instruments.
Yeah, because not the sound, right?
Yeah, not the sound. Yeah, it's, the voice is different, but he's kind of goofy and weird too, so...
Yeah, he killed it, and I was entranced by the drums. I said, you know, he killed it, but is he a superstar?
Yeah, that's...
I think he's a musician. I don't know if he's a superstar.
Absolutely, because, I mean, let's go to somebody else that played an instrument. How did you feel about your boy Philip Phillips' performance?
Like I said, Philip Phillips...
Because he's been your top...
Yeah, I liked
it. Top two, maybe, since the whole time.
Since the beginning, I'm losing faith, man.
Yeah, well, I mean... His solo or his group performance was iffy, but he got through with the group, and then he got to bring his guitar back.
Yeah,
did it satisfy?
It was good, but it was still not as good as Thriller.
Exactly. That's gonna be the case a lot. But the cool thing about him, I think he has like a Dave Matthews Band type vibe.
Oh, exactly.
That's the first thing that came to my mind when he came out, and he's kind of cool and collected, and then, you know, playing the guitar and away from the microphone, and even, you know, how he ended it. He didn't end it on a big note. I don't even know what song he played. He sang Georgia. Oh, no. What did he sing?
Let's see. I'm on page 14 of my notes because so much stuff went down, guys. Seriously.
My mind is full.
Now you're out of control.
You're out of control. You're driving Dead Man
Whatever
Crazy,
he
Phil.
Performed, I think it was a lot better than his group performance that got him through. And obviously they said, you know, we're doing a little bit of, you know, this performance and then your past performances too. So,
yeah, they said that for the most part, but I caught him one time where they said, we're judging you on this performance. I'm like, so what is it, guys? Mm-hmm. We are watching you. We're hanging on every word. So
we're writing down every word. I'm using a typewriter.
Typewriter really well. You're old school, man. No, but a couple of the ones that stood out were I'll save Adam for you. That's your boy. But Skylar Lane.
Yeah.
Skylar, I loved her.
Yeah, I thought, and she sang The Way You Lie by a band, Perry.
Yeah.
Country.
Best New Artist.
Yeah. Best New Artist last year, or I forget what year, or whatever. 2011, whatever. Yeah. And they're awesome. This was their second off their record. And they told her that it was one of their best performances, right?
And she was sick.
Yeah.
She was literally ill.
I thought it was iffy in the beginning, but once the chorus hit, she was killing it. Yeah, she was really good. I'm a huge country fan, and we heard a lot of country songs in the solo round.
Yeah, so you were happy.
Yeah, I was every song like, oh man, that's a good song choice. I thought this song fit her perfectly once the chorus hit, and she's definitely gonna hold her own.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I just liked her sass.
Yeah,
she's a little fireball.
Yeah, cause she's 17 years old, mm-hmm. and just. Yeah, she's got a cool look, straight in that country lane, and I think she's gonna be able to do some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. Let me bring her up again. You mind?
No, go ahead. No, this is a half hour show. Go ahead.
Shannon McGrain again. Yeah, but wait. But you okay. started her solo performance was awesome.
Yeah. I was hating on her.
I want to see your notes. How you said I don't. Wait a second.
Yeah, I was literally writing when she came up.
Awesome.
I don't think she is ready. Inconsistent. Wait, she really belted out that last song, and then at the end, blew me away.
She was. She is the one that has gotten the best since her first audition, which I was like, oh, she's going to be like the dancer in the NBA that didn't get through.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a moment of silence for the NBA dancer who didn't make it through. She was all sorts of hot. And
Till
we get a girl here, it's the boys' club hosting American Idol. That's so right. We can talk about if the girls were cute or not.
Yeah.
And
she was. NBA dancer girls. That's right.
This song's called I Don't Need a Man.
Making a remix. I Don't Need a Woman.
Yeah, but she didn't make it, so.
Who was that?
The NBA dancer. The NBA dancer.
Yeah.
I think her name was Brittany.
But.
Yeah. NBA dancer.
It doesn't matter. Shannon McGrain, though.
Okay.
From the beginning until now, she is absolutely the most developed out of all the people. You know, there's some really, really good people that have been consistent every week through, but she has gotten the. She's been. How do I even say this? She's gotten better each week, every single week. And this one, that was her best performance, right? Was that not her best performance?
Yes.
She changed
Yes. Actually, you know what? I apologize for other weeks that I've actually said horrible things about her.
It's too late.
Oh, do you really want to sing tonight?
I'm just singing my notes.
Okay, next week you have to sing. Yeah. Absolutely. You bring us on. We're going to start you with maybe a...
I'm bringing a full band in here.
Okay, really. Cool? You know this is recorded. Oh.
Yay.
Ooh.
What song? What is this?
This is Outkast.
Yeah.
Caroline. Only on AfterBuzz TV.
That's right. Bringing it back from high school days.
Okay, that's enough. So maybe we can get you and, unfortunately,
J-Ron.
Our boy. J-Ron, who we had 2 weeks ago.
J-Ra.
J-Ra. Sorry, J-Ron.
J-Ra Gibson, man. We were definitely pulling for him.
Dude, J-Rod.
But the thing, you know what? He doesn't even need this anyways. Like, there's a lot of people that can come through American Idol, and you know, there's good things and there's bad things about being in the American Idol contract. You know, she got a good contract. She's on the picture. But J-Ra is definitely. I mean, if you check out his YouTube and stuff, check him out. Twitter.com/ J-Ra Gibson, J-A-Y-R-A-H Gibson.
I believe so.
Check him out, man. He's got some cool videos, cool YouTube clips.
He was the one who serenaded J-Lo over at in San Diego, and he wrote a song for her. So.
Absolutely, he's got some really cool stuff. And I like some of his videos he was doing was creating the song Right Before Your Eyes. So check him out.
All right, so this actually, before we get to who we thought was the best, let's go to commercial.
Let's go to commercial. Let's talk it out.
AfterBuzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid co-workers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Just break dancing in the studio.
What's up, 1994 AfterBuzz TV? All I know is last time Cat Bayless danced, we got 50,000 views immediately the next day for the video. So I'm trying to get you to dance. I'm trying the experiment. Maybe it'll work with you guys.
All right. You want me to pull it out? I can dance.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, but
maybe one day you'll sing too.
Can you go over there?
Next week, you know, we'll do like Bye 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 or something.
I can't hear the lyrics. I won't be able to hear the music though, huh? Bye,
come on, come on, yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Let's go, a little JT.
Hey, I can slide this all over this place. Usher style.
I'm doing this tonight. You're probably gonna start a fight.
We practiced this before we came.
Baby, come on, yeah.
Okay. Remix, JC. Oh, yeah. You got JC.
That's right. Not Shazay. Next week, guys, we're going to do the bye-bye dance for you guys. All right.
You got it.
We may not get 50,000. We may just get 50. We're shooting for 50 viewers next week on our bye-bye-bye dance. Cue it here. All right, guys? I'm throwing us under the bus. All right? All right. But let's get back to the business. All right. Dude, we forgot your favorite guy.
My man.
Yeah.
He said he's got a big black woman stuck inside him and just singing those huge notes, man. Adam Brock.
Oh, dude.
And once again, we heard Georgia, but I wasn't mad at him.
No. He's just soulful. The boy just, he's got a story. He's charismatic. He's got this beautiful story about his grandfather.
Yeah.
His grandfather gave him his handkerchief.
He said he passed away. The day after a show, or even during a show, or something, but his grandfather told him, you know, the show must go on, and his mom came and gave that to him, kind of symbolizing his grandpa. Now he has that in his back pocket every performance, and that performance was awesome. He's got such a rich, huge voice.
Oh.
And he was doing the concert with Steven Tyler.
That's right.
And even Steven Tyler even wiped his brow with it.
He was doubly blessed, as Adam said. But you know what? I don't see him getting nervous. I think he's just going to own it.
Absolutely.
I really think top 12, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's more solid as far as performer? Him or Johnny?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
Okay. So if we're compartmentalizing it, we're breaking it down in category. Performer? Oh man, I thought it was gonna be an easy answer. Because Johnny, every woman is gonna love him. Mm-hmm. Like panties are gonna drop. He's like Tom Jones of, you know, now. Wow.
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
No, because Johnny,
chicks love him. They're gonna love him. And then Adam, here's the thing, chicks are gonna love Johnny. Everyone's gonna love Adam.
Exactly.
So you were proving your point through.
Yeah. See what I was doing there?
That was sharp.
Set that up.
Wow. And for me, still my favorite of the night was Jen Hirsch.
Jen Hirsch. Yeah.
Just something about, for me, just personally, I loved it. I will listen to that. I will go to iTunes and I will buy that song.
Yeah, because you can, right?
Yes, you can. So you can buy their songs on iTunes, of course. But
and also while you're on iTunes, check out AfterBuzz TV and get all the rest of your podcasts,
which is free.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
Yes, teamwork. Yeah, that's nice to see.
That was awesome. Now, this leaves us to the groups. They separated all 96 people into four different rooms. And of course, they do this every year. Mm-hmm. And two rooms were going to. I thought two rooms were going to go.
Yeah, you thought.
I thought, but
we
I was
thought
wrong.
Everybody, that's the initial reaction. But the first room they went to had all the best people. It was like they tried to like throw us for a loop for a second, and then it didn't even matter because it was like, all right, you're going through.
Yeah, no. And I wonder this: like, if you're one of the people in the room, you're looking around, you're like,
oh man, he was good, she was good, all right, I'm good. But the people that are in the room, they're like, oh, she sucked. Oh, she was bad. Oh, I'm screwed, I'm dead. Oh, how that must feel, just waiting. You're in that room with about, you know that a lot of people weren't good, so you know maybe that means I'm not good.
Unnecessary roughness.
You are good.
Are you saying unnecessary roughness on myself?
No, I'm saying, you know what? That must be the unnecessary roughness by the show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the show's cruelty towards the contestants.
Absolutely.
So, and we saw, you know...
We saw the ones we thought were going to go away, but, I mean, it's got to be hard to be in that room with those people around you, and then you hear all the other rooms, you know, just yelling and screaming. They're happy. So, unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to...
A few that were really good. You know, J-Raw was in one of our... And it's not...
Blessing in disguise. Yes. I'm telling you.
But then Randy was kind of he's become Simon-esque.
Uh-huh.
Because he when he got to the final room and they didn't know whether they were staying or going, and he says, it's a hard decision and I regret to tell you. And then J-Lo pops in, you're going to Hollywood.
So
cruel.
Well, they're not going to Hollywood anymore. They're going somewhere else.
Yes, Viva Las Vegas. So tomorrow they're going to Vegas. Yeah. And they're changing the script on us. And I'm wondering, it's the music.
And
it's
now,
the cue.
You're after Buzz TV.
What?
Predictions.
What's going to go down in Vegas?
A lot of booze and a lot of gambling.
Half the show is 16 and 17.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's going to go down? It's going to be boring.
No.
I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's got like a very show-tuney look to it, mm-hmm. from what I, you know, when you saw the staging and whatnot. So
yeah.
Who's gonna belt it out tomorrow?
Back to the Day.
What song is this?
Is this a Halloween?
A show-tuny Mamma Mia.
Oh. Can you do show tunes, Mark?
No.
No? He's good. So on tomorrow's Idol, we're going to have a bunch of cheesiness in Vegas.
That's right.
Awesome. What do you think?
I can't wait to see what Hyejun does. I think he's gonna come out and he's gonna be one of the best performers. Obviously, with I was kind of upset we didn't see somebody in particular tonight, but we know she made it through.
Go ahead and say it. This is
my girl.
This is your girl.
I'm gonna talk about her every single week on the show because Bailey Brown is gonna make it through.
So she's your top 12.
She's my top.
Okay. You can go top 12. We both share that Hyejun
is just...
He's going to be top 12.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He's funny. He's just the man. So who do you think is going to be...
Who's going to pop out for me? Okay.
Because
I've been calling you Shannon Migraine for a few episodes now. Shannon, you've only gotten better. I think you're going to blow it out tomorrow. She's shown the most improvement. So,
yeah.
Shannon, I'm on your team for sure. So, guys, that's it for us today. But make sure next week to check us out. And we're going to recap what happened tomorrow night. We're gonna live tweet possibly tomorrow. But, yep. Mark, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N. What about you?
You can find me at the Farmer's Market selling oranges on Sundays all my brethren. But you can also find me on Twitter as The Everyday Man. And you can find us on AfterBuzz TV. That's we'll right. see you next time, guys.
Right. See ya.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Bye, bye, bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.